Dorset Theatre Company presents 15 Love, Episode 6. Following the discovery that Natasha has been stealing, she has been expelled from Tapley Hall Tennis School. But the other pupils have the tournament at Bournemouth to worry about. Are any of them potential champions?
Time, gentlemen.
So, here's the local boy, Matthew Johnson, serving for the match in this opening round of the Bournemouth Junior Classic. With a score of 6-1, 5-love, the omens do not look particularly good for Will O'Hara from Tapley Hall. Oh, I say, an ace. And that makes it, by my calculations, the seventh ace for the Johnson boy. What a splendid match he's having.
30-love.
So it's match point for Matthew Johnson. Will O'Hara, struggling to keep in this match, prepares himself to return the serve from... Oh, and it's another ace. Well, that's it.
Game, set, and match to Matthew Johnson. He wins 6-1, 6-1.
Well, what superb tennis. And it's going to be a very exciting week here at Bournemouth.
15, love. 15, love. 15, love. 15, 15, 15, love.
15, love.
Let the backhand into the net.
15, love.
15, 15, love.
15, love. I'm determined to go out in a blaze of glory by hitting another one of those belting forehands.
15, 15, 15, love, 15, love.
And hits it into the net.
Right.
Match point.
15, 15.
No two ways about it, Hillary. He had a lousy match.
I agree. You can talk about his ankle till you're blue in the face. I don't think that affected his game one little bit. He just didn't think through his game plan. In fact, it didn't look as if it even got one.
Well, we did know this would be a difficult one for him. Playing the favourite in the opening round is as much a test of character as it is match play. I think his confidence was under assault here, not his game. This is something we can look at when we get back to Tapley. On a positive note, he's taking it well, and has asked to stay on for the rest of the tournament so he can watch and learn.
I think it's important that Will keeps playing this week. Besides, he'll be useful in training.
Right. Let's move on. A very encouraging result for Jake. He now meets Anthony Pollock from Repton.
Yes. He's short, 5'4". I think Jake should think nothing but lobs. Anyway, it should be an easy game for him.
I'd like a motivation session with Lee. I watched him play yesterday. I think he's lost confidence on his first serve.
What was his serve percentage?
Under 30%, way below his average.
Okay. Mike?
Don't worry, I'll take care of it.
Good. Now, Daisy. Well, no need to dwell on that performance. It was all over in 25 minutes, a very good result.
So sorry, everyone. The press photo call went on much longer than I'd anticipated. They'd even sent a photographer from the Guardian.
Thank you, Rosemary. You're just in time to give us your assessment of Gina's match yesterday.
Oh, right. Here we are. Tatiana Protopova. Yes, it was touch and go. Gina was 3-4 down in the second set, having lost the first set 3-6. Then the Russian double faulted, and that seemed to galvanize Gina. She managed to win the second set. The third could have gone either way.
I don't know how you managed to win that second set. And the third, well, it could have gone either way, but you really hung on in there, Gina. Great results.
I must admit, I was more worried about my sugar level than anything else. I hadn't reckoned on it being such a long match. Have you done those photos for your sponsors yet, Daisy? What are they called again?
Berucci. No, I haven't. But they took Mum and me out for dinner last night.
How was that?
Not too bad. Mum started chatting up Mr. Berucci Sr. That left me with the son, Mario. Only my Italian's pretty limited. Come to think of it, so is Mum's. They're taking the photos this afternoon after my match. Oh, let's hope I've got something to smile about.
Who is this Hayley Dyke you're playing?
Shh, keep your voice down. She's right behind you.
Sorry.
Mum reckons her backhand's a stroke. She saw her play in the under-15s at Guildford.
Saw him in Chichester. Doesn't seem that much of a threat. Right, Anthony Pollock, I'm ready for you. What time's your match, Lee?
Well, not until 4.
Oh, well, I'll come and watch you then, after I've thrashed Pollock the Pillock.
Well, I've seen your guy, Lee, and he looks like a stick on legs. I don't think he'll make it through the knock-up.
Are you sure you don't mind having a hit with me this afternoon?
No problem.
I must say, O'Hara, you've taken defeat rather well. If I'd have lost, I'd have been out of here.
Yes, Well, I'm really glad you're staying, Will.
You don't think I'm staying on for you two, do you? I've got a date with the twins today.
Oh, very nice.
Thank goodness my dad won't be here. Have you got anyone coming, Gina?
Not sure. My original trainer, Joe, might come if I do well, but I doubt it. He's not been well lately. Lee said he might show up if he gets time before his match.
Oh, really? That's nice of him.
And he is nice.
Lisa Shepherd and Lyme.
Oh, good luck, Gina.
Yeah, you too.
Will Caroline Bezick and Jacqueline Bevin. Court number 12. And will Jake Fraser.
Good luck, Jake. Go for it. Go for it.
Thanks, lads. I won't be long.
When do you want to knock up, then?
Or could we do it now? I want to watch some of Gina's match if I can.
Ooh, that's nice of you.
I am nice.
Get out of here.
We are the champions!
And the crowd rises as one to applaud Jake Fraser, the new hot superstar of the court. Mm. What a player! What a champion! What a...
Big Ed!
Come on, we all won. We've got a right to be happy.
Yeah, well, we didn't win the tournament. We've only got through to the second round.
Which proves how brilliant we are. Come on, Daisy. Race you to the pier.
You're on!
Sorry. You first.
It's good of you to watch a bit of my match. It really helped. You came just the right moment.
You know, you ought to have more confidence. You volleyed really well. You should use it more.
That's what Rosemary said. But it seems to take half the match before I get into my stride. Not like you. 6-love, 6-1. Fantastic result.
Well, I had a really good session with Lou this morning. Besides, you winning your match inspired me to win mine.
Beat you!
I let you win!
Listen, you lot. I can get something to eat soon.
Well, I, for one, can't face the stuff at the digs. Hungarian dumplings aren't my idea of nouvelle cuisine.
I think Mrs. Rushler's really sweet. She's just not a very good cook.
Let's get some fish and chips.
And some mushy peas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, where are you all going?
Hi, Will.
Who are those girls he's with?
They're the twins. They're in our digs. I think Will's got a date tonight.
What, with both of them?
It looks like it.
Well, they're gorgeous.
And they're identical.
Stay there, girls. Back in a sec.
What have you been up to?
Not as much as you, obviously. Well, don't we get an introduction, then?
Actually, they're a wee bit shy. I think I'll take them to the amusement arcade.
That's a good idea. We'll all come.
Don't worry, Will. We wouldn't dream of cramping your style.
Well, I better not keep them waiting.
Hi there, girls.
Yes, well, thank you, Jake. See you all later. Have a nice evening.
Be good.
No wonder he didn't mind losing. He's obviously having a whale of a time.
Jealous. Right, what's it to be then? The happy haddock or the seashell cow?
Oh, let's just walk on a bit further. After all, a potential champion deserves the best.
Oh, really? Yeah.
What's he
going to
do about me, Jake?
Well, it's good news and bad news. We have 4 pupils through to the semis this afternoon. The last 2 days have been pretty hectic, but they all seem to have come through it okay. The bad news is that Jake and Lee are playing against each other.
That's the luck of the draw.
Daisy meets Caroline Bezick, the favourite. My only worry is that Daisy hasn't really been stretched so far in the tournament, and she...
But then neither has Caroline Bezick. She's hardly broken sweat.
Point taken. Nonetheless, Mike, I'd like you to do a double session with her this morning. Make sure that she's really razor sharp on her reflexes.
I've got her down for 10 o'clock, then Gina at noon.
Yes, Gina. This is the worrying one. Rosemary, any ideas?
Well, Simone Green is very erratic. On a good day, there's nothing to stop her. But she is unpredictable and notorious for disputing line calls. Gina mustn't let this get to her.
Lou, this sounds like one for you.
Sure, I can see her first thing.
Good.
Goodness, is that the time? I'm dreadfully sorry, but I'm going to have to leave. Radio Bournemouth have requested an interview.
Yes, Rosemary, off you go.
Shouldn't take too long. See you later.
Mike, is it possible for you to supervise the racketry stringing? I don't want any more scenes like yesterday.
Don't worry, I told Jake we'll have the right tension for him today. Too highly strung, that's his problem.
Yes, thank you, Mike.
I think he's enjoying this.
Not as much as Rosemary. She seems to be spending more time on photo sessions than training.
Well, I thought you wanted the publicity.
Yes, for Tapley Hall, not Rosemary Kavanagh.
You sure you're not a bit jealous?
No! Yes, you're right, just a tiny bit.
Very important to be able to admit to one's darker side. Perhaps we could explore this further over tagliatelle tonight.
I think I could just about force myself.
Who would your money be on?
What do you mean?
Jake or Lee.
Ah.
God, I don't believe it. How many deuces is that?
Nine.
Good serve, Jake.
Come on, Lee. How long have they been playing?
2 hours and 10 minutes.
What a return! Great shot!
And one.
Match point. Yeah, but he played superbly. He should be proud. Come on, let's go and see him.
Daisy, you've been in that shower for 15 minutes. Don't you think you ought to come out now? Are you avoiding me?
I'm not avoiding you.
Darling, we've got to talk about it. We've got to find out what went wrong.
Nothing went wrong. I just lost.
But why? That's the point. Were you not feeling well?
No, I felt fine.
Were you happy with your racket?
Yes.
So what happened then?
What do you mean?
Well, something obviously happened. You don't lose 2-6, 2-6 without something being radically wrong.
You want to know why I lost?
I most certainly do.
I didn't play as well as Caroline Bezic. She was better than me. You've got to admit that.
Well, she did seem to be on good form.
No, ma'am. She played better than me. That's a fact.
You don't seem very upset about it.
Well, what do you want me to do? I lost, okay? I could meet her again next week, next month, and I could win, but today I lost.
It's not something to be proud of.
I'm not.
Well, if that had been me...
Here we go. This is what it always comes down to, you.
What?
Everything has to revolve around you and how you feel. You're not disappointed for my sake that I've lost. It's only how it reflects on you. That's what matters.
You're talking utter rubbish.
Am I? The only reason you're so upset about this is because you're worried about what the sponsors might think.
Now you're being unfair, Daisy. The Baruches have been very supportive.
Oh, yes, but I wonder for how much longer.
Naturally, that depends on your future results, which is why I am trying to...
Am I interrupting something?
No, that's all right, Gina.
It's just, I wanted to have a shower.
Of course. Go right ahead. Well, Daisy, I suggest we meet up this evening about 7-ish. Have a quiet meal and a sensible chat. How does that sound, darling?
No, thanks, Mum. I've already made arrangements for tonight.
I see.
Well done, Gina.
Oh, Gina, your match. What happened?
I won. 3-6, 6-4, 6-4.
Brilliant. Well done.
That means you're meeting Caroline Bezic tomorrow in the final.
I know. I can't believe it. My first major final.
Oh, I'm really pleased for you, Gina.
Sorry about your match, Daisy.
We must have a talk, Gina. I noticed quite a few flaws in Miss Bezic's game against Daisy. What are you doing later on this evening?
I don't know. I haven't thought.
Well, why don't I pick you up from your digs at around 7? We can have a bite to eat and discuss tactics for the final. What do you say?
Oh, that'd be great, Rosemary. Thanks.
Glad to be of use to somebody. See you later.
Well, looks like you've taken over where I left off.
Sorry?
Oh, forget it. Just concentrate on tomorrow, Gina. It's your day.
In the grounds of Victoria Park, home of the Bournemouth Junior Hardcourt Championships. The weather's slightly overcast, but the outlook is good. I'm talking to Hilary Burgess, head of Tapley Hall Tennis School, which has been making quite a name for itself recently. Hilary, how do you feel about having two of your students in the finals today?
Well, naturally, Susan, I'm delighted. We're very proud of all our students here this week, and of course we're looking for an excellent result this afternoon.
Now, your boy Lee...
Lee Pan Huang.
He's got a tough match on his hands, and he's playing the favourite, our local boy, Matthew Johnston. What are his chances, do you think?
Lee has paced himself excellently, and if he plays to form, he should do very well.
Now, Gina Shepherd's the surprise of the tournament, and she's had rather a struggle this week. All her matches have gone to three sets. How do you think she'll do?
Well, obviously it's going to be a tough one for her. Caroline Bezic is a formidable opponent, but I'm hoping that Gina will be able to raise the level of her game. It should be an interesting match.
Thank you, Hilary Burgess. So, with the time being 10-2, the excitement here is beginning to mount in this packed ground where the people of Bournemouth have turned out to see the future tennis stars of tomorrow, today. Oh, and I've just spotted John Lloyd walking towards court number one.
Time, ladies, please. Miss Bezic to serve.
Oh, God. Why couldn't I have won the toss? She'll be leading all the way through the first set. Don't be so negative. Must think positively. She might be nervous, too.
15, love.
Nothing nervous about that, sir. Concentrate. Concentrate. Keep loose. Keep loose. Reach it. Good. Feet. Feet.
Oh,
bam!
30, love.
Okay. It's okay. Keep breathing. Come on, Gina. Second serve. Get this one.
40, love.
Oh, God. She's serving really deep. Must keep back. Keep her back. Keep her back. Oh, she's coming to the net. Must get... Damn!
Game to Miss Betty. First game, first set.
Out! 30-all.
Come on, Lee. Do you think he can break his serve?
Could be. Lee's definitely upsetting Johnston's rhythm.
Oh. First service.
Oh.
30-40.
Double fault. He must be nervous.
Come on, Lee. You can get this set.
First set to Mr. Pan Huang. He leads by 6-4.
Fantastic! Well done, Lee!
Always good having a first set under your belt.
Game to Miss Bezic. She leads by 4-3 in the second set and by 1 set to love.
Oh, I'm playing like a novice. Why am I letting her get to me? I'm as strong as she is. My strokes are as powerful. Why is she dominating the game? Hands are a bit sticky. Think I'll have another dextrosol. All those people watching me, what are they thinking? That I'm going to lose.
Time, ladies, please.
Time. Right. My serve. I'm going to win this. I'm going to place it where I want. Make her run around for a change. This is my match. I'm going to control it from now on.
15, love.
Yeah! Good girl. One more like that. Show who's boss.
30, love.
Come on! Great. Great. This is better. Play it wide. Oh, she's got it. Get to the net. She's lobbing me. Get back.
Ow! God, my shoulder. What have I done?
Game, set, and match to Matthew Johnston. He wins by 2-1. 4-6, 6-2, 6-4.
Here you are, pal. You did bloody well, Lee. Should be proud of yourself.
Thanks, Will. Yes, it was a good game. For a while, I thought I had him, but... Well, he's so consistent.
Tell me about it.
Remember he thrashed me in the first round. So show us that medal then.
Here.
Very impressive. Did your grandfather not turn up then?
No. Actually, I phoned them and told them not to come.
Why was that?
Will, I've got something to tell you. I'm leaving Tapley Hall.
What?
I'm giving up tennis. I've decided to take up that place at music school in Manchester. It's what I really want.
But why? You've done so well here.
It's not enough, the tennis. My heart's not really in it. I realised that when my violin got stolen. It made me think that when given the choice, music was the most important thing in my life.
Wow.
Do you understand?
Yeah, well, I suppose so. Have you told anyone else?
No. You're the first.
Are you sure about this?
Yes, certain.
It's not just because you've lost today.
No, I decided well before the tournament.
I'm going to miss you. It's like Kenny leaving Liverpool.
Oh, listen. Will you come and stay with me in Manchester? It's only an hour on the train to Anfield.
You're on.
Don't tell anyone else just yet, will you? I want to speak to Hillary first.
Sure.
There you are. You'll never guess who's here.
Madonna?
My dad. He thought I might be in the final. Thanks to you, Lee, he hasn't seen me play. Great game, though. Dad really enjoyed it. He's going to stay on for a few days. Oh, by the way, he wants to take us all out tonight.
I like him already.
Slap up meals, cinema, anything we want.
Great.
That's fantastic.
We'll arrange something then. See you later. Have a think where we could go.
Can the twins come?
Sure, no problem. The more the merrier.
Come on, Will. I want to catch the end of Gina's match.
Is there something going on between you?
I'm not going to tell you all my secrets.
Caroline Bezick.
No, Gina.
I don't believe it.
Daisy, who's that man sitting next to Hillary?
I think it's Gina's old trainer, Joe. She hoped he might turn up. He arrived halfway through the match after she'd had a fall.
Was it bad?
Well, the physio came and gave her some treatment. But since she spotted Joe, she's been playing brilliantly. It's like she's a different player. This is it. This is it. I've won.
Game, set, and championship to Miss Gina Shepherd. 2-6, 6-3, 6-4.
So, raise your glasses then, not too much, O'Hara, to Tapley Hall's first champion, Gina Shepherd.
Yay! I'd just like to say a big thank you to everybody. I still can't believe it.
Neither can we.
I'd like to thank Joe for coming down specially, everyone at Tapley, and I don't know what to say. Oh, I know. Jake's dad for taking us all out tonight.
Yeah.
Well done, Gina. You must be feeling fantastic.
Oh, I wish you could have won as well, Lee.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
I'll never forget that feeling when I was serving for the match. It was like I was outside myself and watching. Sounds a bit mad.
No, I know exactly what you mean. You were transported.
Yeah, that's it.
Here's for you, Gina. Might be the first of many.
Yeah.
Well, Hillary, you got what you wanted. Tapley Hall's on the map now. You can relax a bit.
Oh, no. This is just the beginning. Junior Wimbledon next. Lots to be done.
Don't you ever give up.
No, never.
Don't hold the champagne at your end of the table.
Oh, sorry, Rosemary.
Do you want some, darling?
No, thanks. Mum, sorry I was a bit off yesterday.
It's all right, darling. I thought about what you said. I think perhaps a lot of it was true. I'll try not to push you as much, Daisy, but I want you to know that I'll always be here for you.
Oh, I know that, Mum.
Daisy, are you going to eat that cake? It'd be a shame to waste it.
Here, have it, dustbin.
Thanks. Your old man's a good guy, Jake.
Yeah, he takes after his son. What are you doing in the break, Will?
I don't know yet. To be honest, I'm not really looking forward to it. I don't really want to go home.
You could always come on holiday with me and my dad. He'll be working a lot of the time, so I'd be glad of the company.
Well,
only if you've got nothing else on.
Thanks, I'll think about it.
Now, I'm just reminding you two to be outside your digs at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Don't be late. That coach won't wait for you.
Yes, Mike. Don't worry, we won't let you down.
Mike, have you told them?
Yes.
Don't worry. Don't worry, Hilary.
Good.
Don't worry.
You've gone rather quiet, Lou. What are you thinking?
Just look at them. They've got it all before them. And they look great. Yeah, what I wouldn't give to be 15 again.
In episode 6 of 15 Love, you heard Ian Arthur as Will, Sue Broomfield as Daisy, Lisa Coleman as Gina, Paul Courtney Hugh as Lee, and Matthew Sim as Jake. Christine Absalom was Hilary, Jane Booker, Rosemary, Jack Ellis, Mike, and Lionel Haft, Lou. Other parts were played by Terence Edmund and Jane Wittenshaw. 15 Love was written by Gillian Bevan, Helen Kluger, and Tessa Beek Jones. The director was Sally Adams.